The holding of some Testament Bay is Rashi by the Mishnah. Okay. So, in the Sun of Rishus B'yado, so she has the power to sell off the property. Shafa Avli, all the B'day to the Mosram B'yad Shlish, that which the father gave it over to a third party, El Achetinose, is only to the Sun. Rishanise Sabal Zakai Lechol Paris. So that point onwards, the Baal has the schusim in it, so it's not really under the control of the shlish anyway at that point in time. So the father never intended that the shlish should continue with the ownership or control, better, after the nesuin. So if she wants to sell it at that point in time, she can do that. If she wants to say give it to the husband, give it to the husband. Okay, so more brought in the brisa to Amachokes Remeir Rabbi Yosi. So more says, "My benayo, b'hai pligi." Where is the point of the machlokes? Is it b'gedolo or b'ketano? So more says, if you say it's referring to a ketano, meaning a nesuin, that Remeir holds a reshus biyado. Remeir says a reshus biyado. To hide the kama Remeir, meaning a nesuin, a reshus biyado. I feel a b'ketano, not me yomer. So Meir said, after the Nesuin, it's Rishus B'yado, which is the first thing that he said, meaning Nesuin Rishus B'yado, that's referring even to a Ketana. And then Rishi says that no, that's not going to work. The more that's even from the Suin, a Ketana does not have the ability to say, give it over to the husband. The Shlish still keeps control. Whereas it says, Eima Seifa, that you can't say that because look at the seifa of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says at the end, so who's that going in? If it's going in Rabbi Yossi, we already know from the Reisha, the Leom Rabbi Yossi Shemino, we know Rabbi Yossi only said that the woman has a right to say, give it to the husband, and override the shlish, is only referring to a gedarlo. Why? I mean, I see time at the lemilsa. He says that his argument is, v'chiena el asada, he writes to the mochra. So it's not any different than a sada, which she can sell. Well, only a gedarlo can sell. Alma gedarlo, haroi limker sada's come, referring to a gedarlo, because the gedarlo is the one who has the power to sell. So that has to be only referring to Gedolah. So there's no need for the Sefer to say, B'med the Murmur Gedolah. So it must be, it's Remeir. If it's Remeir, so it's Chesur Mechzav HaKetani, right? That Ella Remeir, it comes out, Remeir is saying, B'Ketani, Ma'as Ketani Klum. Therefore, Al-Karcha, Kiyomer, B'Brai, Sanami, meaning Asun, B'Shus B'Yadah. So but the Brai, also when it says, meaning Asun, B'Shus B'Yadah, it means B'Gedolah Amar, B'la B'Ketani. So where's the machlokes then between Remeir and Rabbi Yossi? They both agree by Ketana, even Minasuan, she has no power. What they're arguing is Gedolah min Erison. Gedolah min Erison ikamenau. The Kama Remeir, min Erison, yasa shlishusoi. Remeir says that by Erison, the shlish, she cannot override the shlish. Filo hikadolo. Come to Rabbi Yossi, came to Gedolah, Shemino. When it comes to Rabbi Yossi, he says, no, once she's a Gedolah, we listen to her, even from the Erison. Okay. Itmar, back in the Gemara, so holding like eight lines up from the bottom. Eight. End of the line. Itmar, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Amar Menachem, Halacha Rabbi Meir. So we have a machlokes, who's the halacha like Rabbi Yossi or like Remeir? Okay.
I mean, we have a general psak, right? That we call the psak that we go according to Rabbi Yossi, no?
In general Remeir and Rabbi Yossi, we pass like Rabbi Yossi.
So, you know, why would this be an exception?
I'm not sure that it's the pshat is that we have to do that. The pshat that we mean a stam. That's a called a psak. Any amara has a right to say otherwise. It's not like he has to have a. If he holds it, that is the correct way to pass, and he has a right to pass like that. Okay. 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 So the Gemara, Ilfa, Toli Nafshe be Iskaro de Makusa. I said already. Okay. So Ilfa was a Talmud of Rebbe, and he left and went into business. The Gemara says. And because of that, Rabbi Yochanan became the Rashi instead of him. So he felt fairly sad about that, because there was a Baskel which came out, and had he not done so, he would have become the Rashi. So he went and Amr Ika the Osi the Amrli Milsa the Beir B'chi Rabbi Rashi will pshit nolei mimas nisan nefilu miyask Rabbi Tavan. Okay, so he went and was. He was tying himself onto the sail, and he says, "I'm going to show you that I know what I'm doing. That if you could bring me a quote, me a brisa from Rechia or Rebershia, if I can't show you where it is really where it is rooted in the Mishnah somewhere." I'm gonna jump. I'll fall off from the mast, and I'll drown. Okay. So his point wasn't that he planned to drown himself. His point was that he wanted to show that he was confident that he knew the answer. Now I would have to tell you that I'd be very uncomfortable asking him the question, because let's say he doesn't get the answer right, I'm responsible for the results. But anyway, Tanerlei. So he asked him the following question. However, a person says that see one of the fine word finds this. So however, to no shekel of neil bishabis, royally to himself. So he said that they gave a directive that the amount that they should give to the child for the week is a shekel, but really the child needs a seller. So the halacha is you give a seller. So we assume that the father hadn't realized that that was the level of need. However, v'momer al titnu lehem el a shekel. So then he's saying he's not saying give them a shekel. He's saying do not give more than a shekel, only give a shekel. So then. And they're going to have to go figure out themselves how to fulfill in the rest. Okay. Then, v'imomar. Then he says that imesu yushua cherem tafteim bein shomer tenu bein shomer al titnu ein lishlam el shekel. If he said that when they die, the property, the father is saying, there's a concept of saying that the father can give a directive to go from his property should go to Pliny after the. He uses the lashon of Yerusha, that he wants the Yerusha, that these people should become his Yerushim. One second. I'm not sure over here if the mace is, who the mace is going on. there is a concept that they say that he says that the Yerusha should go to one person, and that when that person dies, the Yerusha should go to another person. So he gave a directive that if they die, the Rashi says they die below Bonim, so the Yerusha goes back, in the case where his children die below Bonim, the Schus Yerusha goes back to the father.
What does that mean, it goes back to the father? He's gone.
So the Gemara has a fascinating idea. The Gemara says that the way Yerusha works, okay, so Reuben, there's a grandfather, there's a son, there's a grandson, right? So the grandfather dies, Yerusha goes to his son. Son dies, goes to the grandson, right? Let's say the son dies, not any children, so his Yerusha goes to his brothers, right? The son didn't have any children, so the way that Yerusha works, the way we look at it, the way Yerusha works is that really the Av is the Yerush, and the Av's sons are Yerushim. So the Yerusha, as it were, goes back to the father. The father's not alive anymore, so he can't go to the father, so then it goes to the father's Yerushim, which will be his sons. And then if he has no sons, so then it goes to the uncles. The way we look at that is goes back to the grandfather of the Nifter. His father doesn't have any Yerushim, so it goes back to his father. Well, he's not alive, so it goes to his Yerushim, which would be to the uncles, and they don't have, if they're not alive anymore, it'll go to their children. So we sort of like go back and go down.
Stepwise,
right. So I mean, the path of the father's not here anymore, but the father retains the Schus Yerusha, so he says, okay, I want that the Yerusha, after they die, it should go back to me, it'll go to Pliny. So then we say, when he says, give a shekel, he has in mind not to diminish this Yerusha that he's designating, so we assume that then, whether he's Loshon Tnu or Loshon Al Titnu, in the same shekel.
I understand how he has the zechus to skirt the laws of Yerusha. In other words, if it goes to his brothers, it really should go to his brothers.
Okay. So he asked him, like, where in the Mishnah does this? Do you find a source for this price? Amalei. So Ilfa said, he has an answer. Hamani, Rabbi Meir he. Damer mitzvah l'kaim divrei emes. That what happens over here, it's not built on a din of Yerusha, it's built on a din of mitzvah l'chaim divrei emes. So if the father indicated that that's what he wants to happen with his property, we have a chiyuv on the Yerushim to do that. Okay. So therefore, and then since that's what he wants, we assume that if he wanted it, he meant the as much property as possible. When he said the shekel, he didn't mean give more. Okay. So the more Amar Chista Amar Mer Ukva help us a bein shomer tenu bein shomer al titnu noisun lehem kol tzarchu. Even if they said a lesson of al titnu, they give them as much as they need, which would be like you said over here was the case was a seller. We accept the mayor's argument that we have a chiyuv to fulfill the request of the mace. That over here we assume that the father wanted the children should have their needs. So we assume that was his das, was that he wants to, they should get all their needs. So the mitzvah kaim dibri meis, it's not a steer to that, because he didn't mean that he wants them to be mekaim dibri meis over and above, to override the needs of the children, right, presently. Okay. V'adam rehochi, that the reason why he said a lashon of a shekel as opposed to the full amount, is the Zruzinu Huda Asa. His goal was just to give a message to the kids, they shouldn't be gluttonous. know, you have a limited allowance, so they should try and be more careful. But he didn't mean that if they have a real need, that they shouldn't get their needs. Let's see Rashi.
So in general, I mean, the Divrei Meis can override the laws of Yerusha?
To some extent. It's not really overriding the laws of Yerusha. We say the Yerushim are Yerush, and the father has made a request. So we have a mitzvah the kind of Divrei Meis that request should be fulfilled.
Well, I understand about the Tenu Shekel part, but I'm going back.
The father would say that he wants that some property should be given to somebody, so it's a mitzvah the kind of Divrei Meis that we should do that.
Well, you know, what if you said, the mate, the person who's dying, says, well, you know, I don't want it to go to these two sons. I want it to only go to these two sons. Or to Achirim, and not to sons at all.
And they know what they're doing, obviously.
There are limits to mitzvah kind of Divrei Meis. When you apply mitzvah, you know, how far you take mitzvah kind of Divrei Meis. But to some extent, we theoretically would say that he would. He's not overriding in a sense because the Yerusha went to all of them. Whatever. So are they mechuyev to?
Yerusha went to all of them.
Father dies. He has multiple sons. Yerusha goes to all of the sons. Now we said Mr. Karim David Mays that he has a specific desire that the property should then be given to Pliny, so we would say it's incumbent upon him to do so. It's not enforceable in Besdin. And they said they refuse. Right. It's not enforceable in Besdin. It's a responsibility upon them to do that. So if they do what they do, if they don't do what they don't do it. It's not a very good, very, very effective way to create a will.
Create goodwill.
No, I'm saying it's never helpful to create a will because it's because if they say no, now what? It's not binding.
So to clarify more, during the person's lifetime, they could give away all their property.
Correct.
And then the Yerushim are left with nothing. The question here is whether or not they can express a wish that should take place after their death.
Correct, but normally, binding wise, it has no power because it's not their property anymore.
Right. So it's being transferred, title takes place before the wish can be fulfilled and before. It's a wish, not a.
Correct.
Thank you.
Let's see Rashi. Aloha Kir Meir. So we say Yasa Shlish Mashahushas Biyadoi. So the Rabbi Nachman said that Halacha Kremeir, so Grashi Mishtaim Mishum the Mitzvah Kaim Dibre Meis. The flow of the Gemara is this is the Halacha that the Shlish should continue to do as he was told to do is because Mitzvah Kaim Dibre Meis. Okay. The main story was over there. Rabbi Yochanan was appointed as the Rosh Hashiva. Shahalach Ilfa Baskar, when Ilfa went off into business. He also, when he came back, Amrle, they told him, you have a Yosef Mar, regardless if you had stayed here in Yeshiva and learned. Loimar Habim Moloch, wouldn't you have become the Rosh Hashiva? Okay. Also, Tolinapshe Beiskira the Makusa. So he went and hung on the mast of the sails of the ship. Bekloinsis Arozim Shatelin Ba Vilan Asvina. In the mast which you hang the sails, Makusa's Vilan. Armor Komanda Osi Klamar Avisha Halati Beskara. Even though I went off into business, lo shechati talmudei, didn't forget my learning. Yeshu yada the sakan kol abraisus shesidu rabchiya berbarishia. I can clarify all of the braises that Rav Chiya and Rashi put with Tosefta shall end in the Tosefta. I can find a source for it in the Mishnayos. Okay. So Rashi, why, if it's on Tosefta, why do you discuss Rav Chiya and Rashi? L'hochi noket Rav Chiya and Rashi, the fish ain't eker. Their prices were the primary prices. A price which had not been learned in the Kira Rashi's yeshiva is not considered authoritative that you have a right to ask from it Meis Medrash. Okay, so the Hausaba came and Tanalei Shalom found a price of Zoom. He presented this price of Shalom Limsoy Le Smach B'Mishnah Shetzir Rebbe. And he asked for a source.
I understand. We have prices, many prices that aren't tied to Tosefta that we ask questions.
So, we theoretically we have a right to say Mishabeshtahi.
About the brisa?
About the brisa, that the brisa is not authoritative. Right? But not all of the it seems to be that not all of the braises that Rav Chiya and Rav Rashi learned end up in the Tosefta. They were the authors of the Tosefta, but could be there other braises that they had as well. Okay, but I'm not sure of the history 100%. I am confused about that. Shekel Chatzi Sela. He said, give him a shekel. And Bri and Shane and his own bepachos, they really need a seller. So I said, I'm seller. We give him a seller. They have a yada, she's yakra, Amazonas. If he realized that the price of food went up, he start with a seller and they would need a seller. We have an omer, we assume he would not have said, just give a shekel. However, if he says, al titnu, don't give, haray micha biyadam, he's warning them and saying, don't give more, and therefore, some yarshim el binyan zeh. So this is he's limiting their rights. Then he said, "He makes a bilabon. If the children die without children, so it goes to somebody else." So then, enosin lemel shekel. Shinlon lahav said, "As a boyim achareim, since he designated it should go to somebody else afterwards, we have no right to diminish the amount going to the other people above and beyond what the father indicated. The father indicated he wants the children to get a certain amount. He designated there's other people who are supposed to get afterwards. So then, since he wants a certain amount to go to on to somebody afterwards, we assume that his other directives were specific. She said, "Homani." So Ilfa said, "Heichad Amar Luhu, Al Titnu Lehem Ela Shekel, Enoshlem Ela Shekel." We only give them a shekel. Avagav the Soif Kulo Nixi Ditunino. It's their properties. But if you don't, still, you're in a Lubekaitnon Ela Shekel B'Shabbes. We give the children. We control the amount that they get based on what the father said, and they only get a shekel. Vamoyser, I they need more money. You send them in a stock. They're going to have to get it on the source. Okay. So who is that? That's your mayor. So Rashi, Balekha Lakshuye Allah. Why don't we ask the following question? The Mora says before, he has no right to not use his money for himself to leave over more Yerusha for his children and then collect stock up. So what's the case over there? The Hasim of the Amr al Tikbaru min Chosav. He's saying that he's making a request statement that he doesn't want to be buried from his property. So, which will mean that the children will end up with more money. So he has no right to do that, to put his responsibility of kavura onto the tzibur and leave the children with more yerusha. Right now it's his property. But over here, we're as it were limiting the children's rights. So if that's what they, if that's true, that that's what they're supposed to get, and limit that, so they don't have enough to live on, so they need stucco. Yeah.
Rabbi, when you say the sons don't have sons, we go back to that. The sons don't have sons, so we're assuming that the sons were married. So,
Lavdavka.
What?
It's just if they died, if the sons died, not without children, it could be they never got married. They died young. I don't know.
Died could be. Without children because they didn't get married. Okay.
Now, either way.
Well, either way, if there was a daughter-in-law, she's not a factor at all.
No, right. She has no schools.
Because she was, let's say, being supported by her husband or her father-in-law, partly, even with this one shekel.
Well, this case over here was... This is not support when they're gedolim. This is when they're ketanim.
So why do we ask whether they have children?
The father's saying, okay, he leaves over 5 young children. So he understands that they're going to be taking out of the, as opposed to the children taking, getting Yerusha and doing business with it and making money, etc. They don't do any of that stuff. They're basically just going to sit there for the next 5-7 years and diminish the estate. He says, but "Yeah, but when they do grow up and eventually they die, and they die without any children, there's no more. I have no direct descendants. I want the properties to go to Pliny." So he's picturing. He says, "And by the way, and while they're young and they're consuming the estate, I don't want them to get more than X amount per week." So what is he saying? He's saying that I would like the estate not to be diminished so much. So when eventually Pliny gets it. He's not getting this, you know, that they ate themselves out of house and home, and the guy gets $5. So he meant specifically this amount and not more. It's not, they're not happening simultaneously. It might happen 20 years later. But 20 years later, the estate is still diminished because while they were young, they consumed a large amount of the estate. So he said specifically, I want the limit, I'm putting a limit on what's supposed to happen to this thing. Okay, Rav Meir Mesisin, he the Omer Yasa Shlish Mashu Hushash Biyada. So, where do you see Rav Meir holding to the Kamei Devei Meis? That's our Mishnah. Since the Shlish is to continue to do what he was told to do, even though the daughter is making the daughter who's now getting married, Rav Meir says, well, that's very nice, but the Shlish was told to do. That's what he's supposed to do. Okay. So Meir says Maruk said the halacha is that we give them kol tzarkim, but didn't we say halacha kremeir? Like Rav Nachman said, halacha kremeir. So over here, menach nitole, we assume that the father wanted that. She told them kol tzarkim, that they should get all of their needs. So why did he say this language of only getting a shekel? The zruzinu, she asked her akram, was going to say, and shall you rav sonin? They shouldn't be gluttonous, and they should. Try and do a little bit of work to see if they can get come up with some of their needs. Okay. Something more. It's not awesome. So there's a Mishnah in Gittin, which says, Aputois, Mekon, Mekach, Mimkar, Memkar, Mimetaltal. So a young child, so Chazal or Mesakin, that they have a power to buy and sell. So you had a case of the Yarshim are young. They would buy and sell by metalton. They can't sell karka because that's the real property, and we don't want them to sell that out. But to be able to function, to buy and sell they need to buy and sell properties. Okay.
And what about lulav?
This is talking about the Heavenly Father. So they have needs, so they have to be able to buy and sell.
So it's only if it's Omer Afram, Loshan Elosh Ain Shom Apitropis.
This that they the Chachamim empowered them to be able to buy and sell, to be able to get take care of their needs. It's not talking about there's no apitropis there. Oh yes, Shom Apitropis. Ain Mekon Mekoch Vemim Kar Memker. So they were not empowered. There's no need to empower them. So we revert back to the standard that they have no power. That they have no ability to they're katanim. They have no ability to buy and sell.
They don't have das.
Kenya needs das, so they don't have das, right? So, but you leave the they have no apitropis. You know, so you say, listen, starve to death. Well, no, go sell your properties and get something. We don't have the power to sell, so take the thing, sell it, get some money, and eat something. Well, you know, yeah, we have to create an ability for them to have some level of commerce. Commerce. Okay. The Mora says that Rafram says, how do I know this? That if there's an apitropis, then they're not empowered. So here we have in our Mishnah, by Ketana, it says anybody sticks out a clue. We don't say that she's given authority. We say Ketana has no authority. And the Mishnah is the case of a shlish, which is like an apichopis. Mor says no. V'dilma hecha deika shlish shiny. There's a difference in the case of a shlish and an apitropis. A shlish means the father gave specific directive to the father, to this person, while the father was alive, and authorized him, to gave him responsibility to do X or Y, whatever it was, over the property. So that, the child has no power to override. But a case where the father did not give any directive, and then at best, he appointed apitropis, or apitropis was appointed after he died by the Besdin. Either way, so who said that you can't prove from here that takes away their power, the din of putos? Morris says no. In Cain, if this halacha is only because of the din of shlish, specifically because the father gave a specific directive what to do with the properties, and he put this property in the hands of the shlish, and said so that then the girl cannot override. So why is the lashon of why does it say that ain ma'asik tana klum? Listening in Cana, that's the pshat. Listening, what we should have said was instead of avo b'ktana yasas shlish masha hushlas biyodo. We should say, just like Remeir says in the Reisha, yasas shlish masha hushlas biyodo, which means even though she's a gedola, I'm sorry, the shlish was given a job. He has to continue doing his job. So if what you're saying is true, that a katana does have power, is based on the concept of the kana putos by a yosim or yosoma, but there's an override of shlish because he was given specific directives. So again, so the phrase should have been yas shlish mashushus biyodei. The shlish has mechuyev to continue doing what he was told to do. Why do you also obey my sektana klum? My in my sektana klum? Shema mino afila ba'alma. That we're saying a different point totally. We're saying that the problem here is not because of that the shlish was given a directive, but a case where there is somebody who's responsible, there's no power to the child at all. Let's see Rashi. Aputo is third line from the top. Tinokus, young children, b'nei teisha, u'shmoina, 8 or 9 years old, k'mida b'nizokin, like the more over there in Perik, b'nizokin, that's in Gittin. So chomer m'sakin, that they have a power b'metaltalin, dafka. Only b'metaltalin, but b'kakoy, they don't have a power to buy or sell by karka. Loi, achi yubiu shtei saris, or achi yubiu yesu. So there's either two possibilities over there. One shot is holy when they become halachic. The other ones is actually even if they become halachic, a gadol, to understand the ideas of commerce, that they're not intelligent enough to understand that yet. And therefore, until they're 20 years old, they have no authority to sell real property, real estate. from the, that they received from the father. Apichopis, Shiminu Avi Yisemim Oibaz, that it could be either appointed by the father before he died or the Bezin after he died. So then they don't have that power. Mastizan says in the Mishnah, Maisik Tanaklu. Where says, no, Shani Ocha, the Ika Shlish, that's over here, it's different because there's a Shlish. He was given a specific directive on this point. That's why it's called a shlish. He was given a specific, it's a third party on this specific action. And he was told what to do. Apitropis, on the other hand, his job is not to withhold, is to take care of the needs of the children. The same way the apotropos can sell. So the apotropos is the shlish is basically an executor what the father said to do exactly. So the father said, this property remains here. He has no power to sell it. Apotropos has the power to sell. He says, well, the kids need, you know, they need food. So he takes a piece of property, and he sells it. See, he has the power to sell. So maybe that power to sell doesn't prevent the children from selling as well. He says, no. In K, the Shlish Dafka, the time of the Fisha Pirshaloi, Likness, Soda, it's specifically a Shlish because he was told exactly what to do, that the money. Hold on to the money, or to buy a piece of property with it, but not to, for the purpose of the Nadin, and give it to the girl. But he can't do anything else with it. So at least the Yashar Shlish Mashal should be honest, and the phrase should be the Shlish should do what he was told to do. What's the Lashon made Masik Tana Klum? The Filo Ba'alma B'Mokim Apitropis, the Domi Ksas, the Shlish, even in the case of an Apitropis, where it was not given a directive, the girl has no power to buy and sell, to give it over the property to the husband, which is the equivalent of, as it were, selling it out to the husband.
See, forever?
Which is a ketana.
So he, this,
which is a ketana.
It acts like it's like a trustee, basically. It goes on, it just goes on.
An apotropos is more than a trustee. Well, it's a trustee, I guess. But
yeah, I mean, it just goes on forever then at that point.
Not forever, until she comes to Gedolah.
Right.
Same. Calls mom, the children are you know, they're minors. Somebody's given them the responsibility to manage. He's a manager to the point where he has the right to buy and sell whatever he deems necessary for the needs of the children.